Chapter 20. My mom was sitting at her desk in her study when we got home. I noticed her ink pen wasn't flying. She was just staring into space. "What's up?" I asked. She shut her eyes and pinched the bridge of her nose with her fingers in a way I didn't like. "Sit down," she told us. We sat, watching her rock and sigh. "It seems that Bo announced to Chief Bowen that the man's children know about his affair last year." "He's so stupid sometimes," Allie cringed. "It was bad enough he said it to Renee." "Well, he told me that he thought Renee Bowen had run home and told her father as soon as she and Alex heard it. He thought he was telling Chief Bowen something he already knew. Let's say he was half stupid." "So what did Chief Bowen do?" Allie demanded. As my mom told it, Chief Bowen's life went down the drain when Bo said that to him. He had been trying for years to keep his troubles under his hat, but now he felt like the town would know tomorrow. Bo said it so heartlessly, and he had already repeated it that way to one of Chief Bowen's own kids. "Darrow lost his temper and hit Bo about 6 times, my mom said, rubbing the bridge of her nose in that tired way. "There were 2 other officers present, and they saw the whole thing. I'm sure they would have kept the dirty little secret. But despite what you may think of him, Chief Bowen is not all bad. He resigned at 6 o'clock. Allie and I sat there frozen. Chief Bowen had been chief of police since I could remember. I tried not to think about that. No point to it, except that it would make me crazy. Bo was really bad with authority figures, that much we knew. But he only brought up to Chief Bowen what he thought the man already knew. "Did he break any bones? Did he really hurt Bo?" Allie asked. "Bo's got a couple of black eyes, but nothing is broken. He'll be okay. But he's not helping his image at all. Even police are human. They really hate him. They would love to find evidence to convict him on this charge and send him off to some place worse than Egg Harbor, never have to deal with him again." I thought about this Egg Harbor place. There were mean kids in there. Ryan used to pass on stories to me from his dad about the kids up there. There was a kid in there for raping his own sister. There were violent schizophrenics, drug addicts, juvenile sex offenders, along with a general population of law-breaking teenagers. I was glad Bo was pretty big, but I was scared a bunch of messed-up kids could get at him if they wanted to. I thought of Bo saving Allie from her mother's weird boyfriend. Now he had his back to the wall with people even crazier. "I'll get him out on Monday." Mom said it almost in a whisper. "I'm still pretty confident that he will never be charged concerning Chris." "How do you know?" Allie asked with a shaking voice. "Because I think Chris Creed is alive." She leaned forward, took hold of that pen of hers, and brushed the feather under her nose. She looked off into space in a way that made me curious and confused. I muttered, "We saw a psychic tonight."